Hello, everybody. Josh Neighbors here, Locked On Big 12 podcast. Today it is the 30th of June, 2022. This is an instant reaction to the news that USC and UCLA will be joining the Big Ten Conference in the year 2024. This was first reported by John Wilner over at Pac-12 Hotline, does great work. It was picked up and expanded upon by those such as Ross Dellinger at SI and Nicole Auerbach over at The Athletic. And now we're at a point, folks, where it's going to be official. It sounds like we have a press conference maybe coming up later on today. They said tonight even maybe we get it. So let's just go through this. I want to talk about what this means for the Big 12 Conference. First of all, this is going to, you know, this map-wise does not make a ton of sense. That's not the reason this is happening. The big reason this is happening is because it sounds like we're heading towards super conferences. The first move that set this off recently was Oklahoma and Texas leaving the Big 12 for the SEC, which they are, you know, going to do before the year 2025. USC and UCLA have responded now by pledging their allegiance, it sounds like, to the Big 10. And this asks a lot of questions right now for a lot of schools across the country. My first thought about this was the alliance, right? This is from an article that was posted last year. Ross Dellinger tweeted it. I'm going to retweet this. It says, in a way, they are George Kliavkoff. George Kliavkoff, the new Pac-12 commissioner, Kevin Warren, the head of the Big Ten, have spurred a wave of change in college football over the last several weeks. They helped found the alliance, have led a movement to pause college football playoff expansion, which they did, and have formed a pact along with the ACC to collectively agree not to poach each other's members. One more time, to collectively agree to not poach each other's members. Well, that gentleman's agreement is out the way. Folks, the gloves are off. They've been off for a while. Nobody cares about anybody's feelings anymore. This is about money. And the big thing about this is this is just more on the track of killing college football. I mean, sure, OU and Texas joining the SEC, it's big, it's important, it asks a lot of questions of all of us. But geographically, Oklahoma and Texas are crazy outside of the SEC's purview. Sure, Missouri to South Carolina is a long distance, but when you've got A&M in Texas, when you've got Arkansas, obviously the state of Arkansas, when you've got schools in Louisiana, Oklahoma and Texas are not really that far away. It's still kind of the Southeast. It's still the South. You're still kind of Southeastern Conference. You know, I wouldn't argue Missouri is. I would not say A&M, you know, is Southeast, but still in that wheelhouse. The new Big Ten will feature against Rutgers, UCLA against Maryland, USC against Rutgers, USC against Maryland. I'll tell you what, man, Westwood in Los Angeles to Piscataway, New Jersey, and also to College Park, Maryland, that's a long way to go. But this is about football. This is about money, obviously, from the get-go. And this is what's going to kill college football. All right, college sports, excuse me. We're heading to a point now where it's just so blatantly about making as much money as possible off this enterprise that it's going to disenfranchise a lot of fans and a lot of fan bases. The thing about college football is, you know, in college sports in general, especially college basketball gets this idea really well. Everybody has a shot. Everybody has an opportunity. And everybody does get paid pretty well too, right? I mean, obviously smaller conferences don't, but look, the NCAA basketball tournament is a $1 billion enterprise. Conference or TV networks do pay a lot of money to put these conferences on. And also, a lot of these conferences, man, they have deals like ESPN Plus and whatnot. People are kind of making money, you know, because of their basketball, because of their hoops and stuff. People are still making money off of that kind of thing. This is now strictly just about football and it's about cash. That's what it's about. And it's not going to care about Olympic sports. It's not really, you know, what's going to focus on at all. Like, that's not going to be a priority at all, apparently. I mean, these travel costs for Olympic sports would be astronomical. There's no way that those sports don't, you know, take a hit or go by the wayside in some way, shape, or form. It's going to have to. So this brings up, you know, the okay, what happens next? And this kind of gets the part about the disenfranchisement. Well, Bud Elliott made a point that for a Super League to exist, somebody's got to take losses. It's not going to be a 40-team league, or it could be, but he sees it more in the 60 range. So what they're going to have to do is if they make the 60-team league or, you know, two 40-team conference, two 20-team, you know, whatever it ends up being, somebody, like, they're going to have to add some other schools here to join. It's not just – they're not just going to add Clemson. They're not just going to add FSU and call it a day and say, all right, this early. I mean, they might. They could, but I don't think that's going to be where we're going to – we might just head there. That might just be, you know, was where we're going to be at, and it's going to suck and it's going to be awful. But to me, like, I do think there is going to be a certain amount of, all right, some teams have to be in here to compete, to play. So we have them, you know, I have just like teams playing, you know, so it's not just Clemson versus Alabama every single week. You will lose. They're going to lose viewership if they just do that. I mean, like, why would we watch? I cover the Big 10 or Big 12, excuse me, and I went to University of Missouri. All right. That's what I care about. You know, I you guys know I care about the Big 12 as a whole. Why should any of us watch if they just take them elsewhere? Like, the sport matters to us because our teams are involved in it as well, right? I mean, I don't know anybody who just agnostically watches the NFL, right? We like the NFL. It's awesome. It's great. But we also have teams. Like, we, you know, nobody just watches this stuff without a dog in the fight, you know, without having somebody there. And look, if Kansas State can't is not allowed to play on the same level as Alabama and Clemson, why do you as a Kansas State grad even care? If it's not the same sport, if it's something different, why are you going to care so much? Maybe as a general sports fan, sure. But our investment in this sport, a lot of us, it's rooted in the teams. And for me, with the Big 12, the conference that I cheer for, the conference that I root for. If you disenfranchise the Big 12, I'm not really going to care that much. If you were to disenfranchise my Missouri Tigers, I'm not really going to care that much. So you run the risk of actually losing some viewership here. I think that's something we have to look out for, because it's not like we're all one big college football family. I know we haven't been, but when you start really splitting up even the Power Five, I mean, you're talking about, you know, there's a lot of people who went to Baylor, Oklahoma State, UCF, BYU, you care about BYU athletics. And if you're just going to disenfranchise all these schools, why should they care? Why should we care about what happens with Bama if our school and what happens to our school has got nothing to do with Alabama football? Or why should we care about what happens to Oklahoma and Texas if we're not even allowed access to a playoff where our schools can compete against them, right? I mean, Baylor fans, you think, look, we beat OU last year and represented our conference and also won in the year's Six Bowl. Why shouldn't we be allowed to compete against that school? Well, money. Money's going to keep you competing. It's an awful reason not to have the competition, man. It's an awful reason not to have those competitions is money. And that's been the fear all along. But this is just another move. We're fast-tracking these changes in college football, and it's not good. To the solutions now. What can Brett Yormark, college commissioner, do? Well, hey, welcome to college athletics, buddy. This is how this thing's going to work. What he has to do right now is, number one, make sure your house is in order. That's something he's going to have to be doing already, checking in with all of the ADs and presidents. You know, also, this comes from John Wilner right now. USC and UCLA could top $100 million annually in media rights in the Big Ten. Wow, a lot of money. And there's your answer for why you know this is happening, why they're going to do this. But, you know, to Brett Yormark, to what he's doing right now, or when you connect with all of them, make sure everybody's okay. And then take a hard look at the Pac-12. Can you poach an Oregon? Can you poach a Utah? Because back to Bud Elliott's point, somebody's got to take the losses. What you could do is you could basically package your schools together, 14 to 16 schools. And when that 40-team league says, all right, we got to divide things up. You know, we need some more schools in here to take L's, or else just to compete, to bring us more eyes and just kind of complete, round out these super conferences, round out the package, have desirable schools. Because here's the thing, like, if we're going to let Maryland and Rutgers compete with these schools just because they've already been there, and look, if you guys want to criticize Vanderbilt and my Missouri Tigers too, look, those schools, Oklahoma State's a better football program right now than Missouri is. There's doubt about that. But Mizzou gets access to the SEC because they were already there before. That, to me, doesn't seem too fair. That to me does not seem, none of this is fair, but like that doesn't seem the way it should work. I think that some of these programs like Baylor, Oklahoma State, you know, Cincinnati and BYU, UCF, like, and me and everybody else here, like, I don't think they ultimately get left out of this because they still offer something. They can still fill out a 12-game schedule. They can still present decent competition on a week-to-week basis. Kansas State's had their fair share of wins against the aforementioned Oklahoma Sooners. Oklahoma State we mentioned before. Cincinnati we know has before. We just had Zach Wilson, number 2 overall pick, come out of a school such as BYU. We just had UCF in the last 5 years win 13 games in a season and claim their own national championship. There is something that can be offered here to a schedule. And so Oregon, they might be such a big brand, they might go independent themselves, but I would say Utah, Colorado, Stanford, Cal, both Arizona schools, I'd be looking at them to add them to, as part of the portfolio, add them, and I'd be reaching out and trying to do that. So when these bigger teams come knocking, number one's more inventory for you. That's the big thing too. That's more inventory. It's just more football you can show. You could be, you know, you have a chance to add a couple schools who are Pac-12 champions pretty often in Oregon and UCLA. They're not being touched right now, and they're there for the taking apparently. Unless Oregon goes, now, and they've got, talk about branding. Yikes. I mean, Oregon's massive brand. So what I would say is that those are the calls you have to make. You need to make yourself, your own television product. I don't see a situation where a 14-team Big 12 that adds, or even a 16-team Big 12, the two Arizona schools, let's say, and then Oregon and Utah, like that, those are still known quantities, known commodities, things that we know are good. Also, once again, folks, basketball still does make money. Does it make as much money as football? No, but still, the NCAA tournament, still a billion-dollar venture, a billion-dollar industry. You'd still have the best basketball conference in America. You'd be adding good basketball schools. Arizona State's been good in the past, but not right now. Not great. Oregon, obviously, with Dana Altman, a very good basketball school. Utah, not great in basketball, but still, I think it's the football you're kind of adding there. And also, hey, look, you get the holy war in the conference, right? I mean, you could get Utah, and you could get BYU in your conference. I think this stuff makes a lot of sense. I think those targets are natural and you should do it. And I think it would provide a form of protection, a wall, if you will, that basically says, look, we've got a product. People care about these schools that we have here. We could be an asset to you. And if you're stacking them up against the ACC, you have assets that you could stack up against the Syracuses, the Louisvilles, the Virginia Techs of the world, the Georgia Techs of the world, if you want, the UVAs of the world, you can have institutions you can stack up against theirs to say, look, yeah, we have institutions of valuable, athletic products as well. You should fill out your super leagues with our teams instead. Do I like the idea? But I don't, I'm talking about the Big 12's long-term future here and maybe not even being around. And look, here's the thing. The Big 12 is the league. What really matters is you all are fans of the schools that we're talking about here. That's the number one thing. So if the Big 12 has to go away in order for our member schools to still be on a even athletic plane with everybody else, the schools that they should be on an even athletic plane with, I'm okay with that. I'm okay with that. Do I want the Big 12 to go away? No, but are we trending towards a direction where it will? Yeah. So if we're going to go in a direction where the Big 12 might be disappearing, going away, the best possible outcome is for our teams and our sports to still be relevant on a national stage. And that's why I'm presenting you all this idea of bringing in schools from over there. And then also being the conference that we're not going to, I think being the conference that rounds out the biggest leagues, the super leagues, is the best chance right now that the Big 12 has for national relevance. Because the other one is things stay the same right now. And let's be honest, things aren't staying the same right now in college sports. They're just not. There is movement. There is change. And let's hope the Big 12 can be a part of the change in a positive way moving forward. So those are just my instant reactions. Emotional, obviously. Sad because it feels like this is another step towards, Rutgers playing USC every single year in the conference is not what this sport was built on. But the sport's changing. And so I guess while this is negative overall, I think more signs of the time, I think there's an opportunity now for the Big 12 to secure its position and maybe secure its position in relation to the other leagues. Utah, man, could be great assets. I'm exploring that. I'm also staying in contact with the SEC commissioner, Greg Sankey. I'm also talking to Kevin Warren, say, look, when you all have to fill out, you know, if we're going Super League, you want to fill this thing out with some teams that you know, some good brands, and we have good brands. Fill out your league with our teams, and we have Texas covered. So you obviously have access there to Texas, the middle of America. You know, we're expanding the West Coast. We have Florida covered with UCF as well. I think that, you know, continue to stockpile assets. It's almost like an NBA team, you know, an NBA team where you always talk about assets. That's the best thing you can do if you're the Big 12. Stockpile more teams, stockpile more assets when, you know, if we have to go to the table again, which I think we're going to have to go to the table again, negotiating wise, our programs can still exist. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at LO Big 12. You guys can follow me at Josh_Neighbors. Just my reactions off the cuff. Please let us know what you guys think in the comments below. We will continue to cover this subject moving forward. Thank you all for watching. Until next time, my friends, as always, stay safe.